This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What's watching out of Washington, D.C. that you need to know? We're going to talk about that. Plus, Game of Thrones. Why not throw a curveball in right from the get-go as the big show winds down on HBO? Plenty of you have sent me emails on it. As you realize, I'm a huge GOT fan. We'll actually talk about that, too, as well. Plus, CBD. What do you think about it becoming more and more legalized, and what is it? That's another curiosity for many of you who have sent me emails in the last, probably 4 or 5 months to talk about what you used it for to end either pain or anxiety. Millions of people are turning in this direction, and you see the products all over the place. Plus, China and the U.S. start the latest trade talks after supposedly a pretty decent dinner in D.C. So let's start with that. The infrastructure deal also will be on the menu. As we rock into China and the U.S., the latest talks in Beijing are all about this trade war after U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he had a great working dinner the night before with the China VP. He, along with U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer, are holding a whole big day of discussions before the premier goes to D.C. next week for another round of talks. So this is kind of a let's have a conversation before you arrive in the U.S. We've talked about this before. What does it mean? Well, we certainly know to China, we're a big deal. We're a big whale. We're a big fish when it comes to exporting half of what they export. In Washington, people who are incredibly close to these talks or familiar with them anyway, say the question of whether and when U.S. tariffs go on the $250 billion worth of Chinese goods will be removed is probably the last issue, actually, to be resolved. And, you know, the president is saying he may keep some tariffs on the goods for a substantial period. And why is that? And the reason for that, of course, is because it's like the holy grail of, okay, we're going to do this, you're going to do that. We've got these conflicts with technology and intellectual property and these technology transfers. We've had a massive conflicts in this kind of tit-for-tat tariffs. It's cost us billions. We're costing you billions. You've disrupted our supply chains. We're disrupting your supply chains. And this has certainly hit the financial markets. So it's been a crucial sticking point, especially for the Chinese. So let's see if anything changes once that conversation goes up a higher notch and it moves to Washington, D.C. So this is kind of that glad handling, for lack of a better way to describe it, before you actually get to our doorstep. How's that? The big story that everybody's talking about, though, is Russia, Russia, Mueller, Mueller, the report, Saturday Night Live having a field day with it, people saying, you know, look at all the millions of dollars spent in the Mueller report and what did it amount to. Democrats say they feared the Attorney General's summary of Special Counsel Mueller's report didn't reflect the findings. That's what they're saying now. And saying that it turns out that Mueller sent a letter to the Attorney General saying his summary did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of it all. So how about that? The summary letter to the department sent to Congress and released to the public back on March 24th, seems like ages ago, didn't fully capture the context, the nature, and the substance of the work and the conclusions? What? So now there's confusion, about the aspects, or the critical aspects anyway, of the results of the investigation. So what is the central purpose? What was the department doing? Why was there a special counsel? The special counsel was assigned to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigation. What did you and I pay for? For a game of tiddlywinks of who's going to really pop it up in the air higher? That's ridiculous. Look, I think Mueller realized he didn't want to make any big giant decisions on this. He just went by the, not the book, but he went by, I'm just going to lay out this whole thing of we're going to do these, we're going to go deep on these inquiries. We're going to take these depositions. There's going to be a couple heads that are rolling in the end. We'll send it to the AG, but then we're going to say, okay, so however you want to analyze this, this, you know, here is the context of what we have in the substance. And then we're going to say, you know, then Mueller's going to come back because he's getting flogged publicly. It said that it doesn't accurately reflect the findings. Well, what does? What is it? The Judiciary Committee is going to hear testimony for AG Barr on the special counsel process interactions with Mueller. That's the latest deal. So the letter, this latest letter, requested a release of the report with suggested redactions per the report. So the AG released the partially redacted report, remember, April 18th. I mean, insaneness. So Barr is going to face Mueller report questions at the Senate hearing. You know, so here we go again. Back and forth. Now Mueller saying this isn't accurately reflecting what I had. Well, then why wasn't, are we saying that the AG just decided to come up with something completely different? So he's complaining to Barr about his four-page memo. He's saying this isn't right. The conclusions aren't right. And I think what it is the fact, honestly, I think what it is the fact that he doesn't like that he is being portrayed as the guy who didn't go for the gusto, right? I do. I really think that. So he writes a memo to Congress. And, you know, look, Barr said that Mueller hadn't reached a conclusion about whether Trump had tried to obstruct justice, but that Barr reviewed the evidence, found it insufficient to support the charge, period. So we're not done with this. We're not done with this 448-page report with these introductions and executive summaries and initials for redactions and all of that in between. Wow. So Barr now appearing Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee in this huge first public confrontation between the top cop, the top law enforcement official, and the Democratic lawmakers. How long do you think this one's going to last? I think for a while. I think, excuse me, it's going to be more than a walkthrough. Honestly. So now we have the 2020 election coming up. How do we Russia-proof our elections? How about that question? What kind of oversight can we have? What kind of analysis can we have? How do we do that? What's going to happen there that's going to assure us that we're not going through these rings again and paying for a memo that doesn't really fully accurately analyze what the 448 report says and then what's redacted? Just ridiculous, isn't it? It's like a very bad game of hot potato that constantly is played in Washington, D.C. Who do you believe? Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Here on the show, Kate Delaney wishing you a great start to the week. Boy, we just dive into it, and then we're all of a sudden in the middle of it. I'm still trying to catch my breath from coming back from Honolulu. I'll tell you what, there's a great book that you need to read. It's called Living in God's Rhyme. If you haven't already picked it up, my conversation with Timothy Carter, just amazing, this book. When you have it, you have it. And when you feel it and you can put it into prose the way he can, let me tell you, if you are going to be at the Book Expo, if you're going to be at the Book Expo in New York City, May 29th through 31st, you want to make sure that you meet Tim Carter. He's going to be there on the 30th and the 31st. In fact, he's even going to have a book signing on June 1st at BookCon, which is that continuation, as we all know, of Book Expo. You know what a nut I am for books, and his book is brilliant. Again, when you can take what you have, your lifelong beliefs and your ability to put it down the way that he was able to do it, the way that he was able to come up with this sort of, as he says, you know, life is a continuous poem. And my father was a poet, so to take that and to take the Bible passages, to be inspired by these Bible passages, and to be able to weave it in the way he has, poems about his life, things he couldn't believe that he could write, now put into this kind of a brilliant way of rhyming, of poetry, of pulling that together. I mean, poems about despair and what God repaired, the joy of understanding God's written word, that kind of thing. This is weaved throughout his entire book. And he's been writing poetry since he was a teenager. So You know, when you meet someone, or you talk to someone that's been married for 44 years, bravo on that, and five kids and grandchildren and, you know, God's rhyme. And like I said, you can go to timcarterbooks.com and pick up the book. But just the way he does it, of all the people I've interviewed and the poetry that we've talked about, this is really, really good stuff, I'm telling you. And if you're listening to me in the East Coast and you're going to be there and you heard what I had to say about having that opportunity, and we'll tell you more about that as we move along, to meet him, do that. But in the meantime, Living in God's Rhyme, pick it up. You can go to his website. You can go to Amazon.com. Amazon.com. In the meantime, in odds and ends, a few other things that have piqued my interest. You know, this whole thing about bribing and colleges, just makes me so, so sad. How about this California couple paying $600,000 in bribes to get daughters into college? You know, they're the ones that people are talking about, I think, the most. And one, because it's so shocking, right? But Bruce and Davina Isaacson would be the first parents in the college admissions cheating scandal to plead guilty in court, right? So a dozen parents, including a couple of actresses, Felicity Huffman, we've talked about that before, have signed plea agreements with the Justice Department, but they're still waiting court dates later in the month. And we know that this all centers around this guy, Rick Singer. Now, the Isaacsons paid Rick Singer, who's the mastermind of this cheating scandal, the bribes that he received from parents, between 2015 for the Isaacsons, between 2015 and February of 2019, to get their older daughter into the University of California at Los Angeles and their younger daughter into the University of Southern California. They also looked into doing the same thing for their son. So money wasn't a problem, since they were willing to just shell it out, whatever it took. Both Isaacsons have apologized for their actions, have accepted deals with prosecutors, pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud, and honest service mail fraud is what they call it. And Bruce Isaacson, when that came out, I knew who he was because of this real estate firm. It's called WP Investments, and it's very, very big in the Bay Area. So he's also agreed, so his name is pretty well known on the West Coast anyway, he's agreed to plead guilty to money laundering, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. for deducting payments from their taxes as a charitable contribution. You know, so that's another thing. And they will see what happens when they go before the judge, what they get. I mean, they could, the maximum is 20 years. I was talking to an attorney today, but the likelihood of 20, maybe not, but they still could do some jail time. They have to pay restitution to the IRS. They've agreed to cooperate. But, boy, this is ugly, ugly stuff. And at what lengths do you go? I mean, these are kids, privileged kids, that there's other places they could have gone. But I think what people don't understand is what that carries with it, getting into certain schools and being able to say, you know, they're here, they're at USC, they're at wherever, you know, et cetera, wherever they are. A lot of that, believe it or not, is about that. All right, we have some breaking news, too. Speaking of schools, and this is a sad story, two dead in a shooting at North Carolina University, a campus shooting. What do we know about it? Somebody just sent me a quick text on this. A former student, this is in Charlotte, of course, opening fire in a classroom on Tuesday night. Two people dead, as I mentioned, four others believed to be injured. They were finishing the last day of classes before final exams, and they were preparing for a campus concert. So police apprehended the suspect in the room where the pistol, of course, was pulled out and where the shooting took place. What a tragic day. What a tragic moment. The three injured are in critical condition, too. At least the fourth in stable condition. But this is awful. And the shooter has been identified already as Tristan Andrew Terrell, who was enrolled in the fall of 2018. Victims not completely identified. The UNC Charlotte had an emergency lockdown alert. Boom, as soon as this happened. Now on college campuses, they're pretty good about shutting things down, getting the information out. But, you know, you've got people that were there, and then that text comes in, and then the wave of panic, you know, starts to spread at the campus, etc. And what a shock. What a sad, sad thing this is. No other suspects involved in this. And, of course, what is the motive? And that's the whole thing. What could possibly have led to this? But UNC Charlotte now is the latest in what could only be called a string of campus shootings. You know, it's very, very, very sad, obviously. And UNC Charlotte, they got 26,000 plus students, 3,000 faculty staff also that are there. So what are they going to do? The concert was canceled, all that kind of stuff. And it was a Waka Flocka Flame concert, pretty popular at the football stadium. So, boom, rapper marked himself safe because people were questioning that. But that was the end of the ability to have that concert take place. And, of course, it's about the people who were killed, and it's about the people fighting for their lives. But how horrible is that? I mean, what happened to going to school and, they were a little bit bad. They had too much to drink at happy hour. They were underage and they had a fake ID. Now I'm telling you, and I'm not, what's the word? You know, so many of you who call the show or send emails, I'm not totally jaded because I'm a glasses half full person, but I'll tell you what, I've got a nephew who's wonderful, who's 18 in his senior year, and I think, what's college life going to be like for him? Of course, just going to school was way different because they have to talk about, you know, the duck and cover drills. They have to be aware of what's happening. And that's very normal behavior for any of the students now, because this is what you have to know if there's some sort of a crisis, that you have to be prepared for it, because you can't, you know, you can't leave them in a situation where they're completely blind to what could possibly happen. But, you know, it's interesting. I think back, and I say this again, not to be naive, but just what it was like when I was in school and how this is nothing. I mean, nothing that we had to deal with ever. Not even a thought in our heads that we were going to have to duck and cover. Somebody could open fire. Are you kidding? Never. Coming up next, Game of Thrones. Wow. I was away. I caught up on GOT, the second one. There's only a handful left, and then this popular series is done. I'm not going to completely give away the details, but I'm going to give you a few little interesting tidbits anyway.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump met with top Democrats to discuss improving the nation's infrastructure.
This was a very, very good start.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president agreed with Democrats to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure.
We're very excited about the conversation that we had with the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a very productive meeting.
Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue.
Schumer was asked how the Democrats can hope to work with the president while the House leads investigations into him.
I believe we can do both at once.
No congressional Republicans took part in the session. One suspect is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina that left two people dead and four others wounded. Three of the victims are in critical condition. There's still no word from officials on a motive for the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
They were preparing to combat the Night King and his army of the dead. Highly anticipated, the White Walkers. How do you prepare for something like that? You need the dragons. So Daenerys and Jaime Lannister and Khaleesi raging as they confront the man who murdered their father, the Mad King. Lots of debate about who to trust, all that kind of stuff. And the fight in Winterfell. Enemies, no longer enemies. And then thrusting people like Jaime Lannister into very awkward conversations with those at the castle who he has definitely wronged throughout the last decade. There's lots of wild glances and moments that seem incredibly tense, but nothing, and I'm not going to spoil it, like the battle that goes round and round with the Night King. And what can you do when really corpses are coming after you that have a little bit of an edge no matter what you think you have going on? There's some wild surprises, and I think as Winterfell tried to prepare for the battle, I don't think they completely realized what was happening there on Game of Thrones. And let's just say you will be, I think, delighted at what happens here, and you will feel lots of anxiety. It is a brilliant piece of, I think, epic battle scenes. And in the end, who comes out on top? I've been waiting for this for a very, very long time. And, of course, one of my favorite characters, even though he had that dark side, Jaime Lannister would be on my list. But Daenerys would also be somebody that I would put on my list of favorite characters. How about that? And it gets pretty interesting, let's just put it that way. Anyway, this whole thing of Game of Thrones Season 8, what is that people want to know? They want to know who survives. They want to know who ultimately rules and what happens after years and years of bad blood and hatred. And sounds like something from the Middle Ages mixed in with some fantasy, doesn't it? Tyrion is probably one of my favorite characters, too. He would be on my top five list. I just hope Tyrion survives. And there's going to be shakeups, I'm sure, in the next few episodes. But enjoy the battle, let's just put it that way, and you might be surprised at some of what you'll see when it's all said and done. How's that? That's a good way to put it, right? Hey, coming up on the show, I want to tell you that we're going to go inside the man cave because we're in the playoffs both in the NBA and on the ice, so the hardwoods and on the ice. We'll do that. In the meantime, as we roll through our own Game of Thrones here in the U.S., I was looking at a couple of things that really jumped out on my radar. One is the crazy weather, because people in my life that live in the Midwest have been sending me pictures of snow and talking about they can't believe they're getting snow here in really what is the beginnings of spring. And I just laughed thinking that, oh yeah, I was there in Honolulu at Waikiki Beach. I can't believe it. So I couldn't resist in throwing out some pictures of swimming and surfing and, you know, that whole kind of thing. But what is very, very strange, I think, for some, besides the snow, I won't say it's strange because we've dealt with this, and I certainly have dealt with this. We were practically underwater last week, is these storms are terrible. So snow's one thing, but these thunderstorms, these tornadoes, off, you know, we're talking about states where it's like you're in the middle of a river all of a sudden. And you had tornado watches that went all the way from northeastern Texas to southern Missouri. 13 million people in the path. And when you look at video and you see those big, dark funnel clouds, what does it make you think? Get out of there, right? Heed the warnings. They can't do enough to give people tornado warnings. It's so much different than the whole hurricane scenario. It's one thing to evacuate and then a bad hurricane doesn't happen. It's another thing to have no idea that you're going to get hit by a wicked storm with a funnel cloud that has the ability to rip your house right out of the foundation and have large hail and incredibly, obviously, damaging winds. So heavy rain, flash floods. A lot of people saw that, certainly. There was snow, like I mentioned, the final day of April in Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Montana. All of those places had snow. And a couple of days ago, our friends in Chicago were talking about snow and putting out pictures of what they hope, anyway, is a final snow. Crazy, isn't it? Just, it is. It's absolutely crazy to think of that. Now, you know, at a cocktail party, does the conversation go to climate change or does it go to, hey, this is a weird cycle that we're going through and that's why we're seeing this crazy weather, that sometimes it happens that way. Go back and look in a farmer's almanac and see what they're predicting and you'll get a better sense of it. I'll tell you something that was really, really sad to see in Honolulu, but I understand why, partially, I'm sure, because of the expense, but also because of the weather. Boy, there were a lot of homeless people in Hawaii, where I saw in various squares lots of tents set up and whatnot. And I was reading a story about New York City has a number of street people that they continue to hit record numbers. That a coalition on the state of homelessness came out, and in that you know, their numbers. They found that an average of 63,000 men, women, and children slept in New York City shelters every night. Boy, that is hard, isn't it? Especially thinking of children. And what do you do to address that? It's housing needs. And that would be, in a different way, the similarity, the only similarity, I think, with Honolulu, because affordable housing. What would be affordable housing in Paradise, where a cheeseburger costs, you know, $20 or whatever? So housing is incredibly expensive. And in New York City, it's incredibly expensive. But you have so many people in New York, and then they're forced into the situation, or they end up on the street for various reasons. And in Hawaii, they go there or they end up there, but the weather, because of how the weather is, it's survivable in some ways. But of course, they certainly have homeless shelters too, but you definitely see that whole tent city sort of thing happening in, like I said, in some of the squares, of people who have come upon hard times or have mental problems or whatever it is, that they can't work or can't find any relief anywhere. And what a challenge that is. And then you heap that onto what some other areas are dealing with and mix that all in, and it becomes a sad situation. But in Hawaii, they are very conscious of that and have all kinds of outreaches and deliveries of, you know, whether it's packets with ways for, you know, sanitary ways for people to clean themselves and to give them something to eat. And of course, they have shelters too. Not that New York doesn't have shelters or that kind of stuff in place as well, but it really makes you feel and realize how fortunate you can be when you see people that fall into that kind of a situation. And you think of, especially New York City, the availability of jobs, but still not the availability of affordable housing, how that could put you in the crosshairs of, what do we do? What are we doing? How are we surviving this? How do we get through this? And do we go to these shelters and night after night, that's where we end up as we try to find our way through life and try to get an edge up or get help in some way? And sometimes too, it becomes that people are super proud and it's hard to reach out. And boy, there is something about connecting with people and reaching out and helping them and giving that helping hand. It reminds me during the day of, what can you do? What can you spread to make somebody who's on having a really rough go of it, to make their life just a little bit better? Some people will say, well, don't give them money. Don't give them money. That's just for drugs or for booze or for whatever. Well, then buy them a meal. Walk up to someone and hand them a bag of hamburgers. Hand them food and see where that goes, because maybe it ends up feeding them and a friend or whoever in a really, really precarious situation. But sad to hear those numbers. I think that's a big, when you're saying 63,000 in New York, that's a lot. And the Honolulu numbers are all over the map, but you could certainly see that there were people that were struggling with it. And I thought to myself, of course, what do they have in common? That housing is one thing, not the weather so much, of course, but the housing situation and what it cost, the expense of that, very, 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 very tough. Coming up, something completely different. This is how we roll here on America Tonight. I like to say I'm the voice of reason, and I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, right? We want to have the conversation. The conversation shifts to the man cave. We're talking about the Rockets and the Warriors and the coaches who are not happy with the officiating. Plus, the Bucks route the Celts to tie that series to 1-1. Meet you there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Yeah, we're heading to the man cave, and let's talk about the NBA. Imagine that, not happy with officiating. For shame. One of the all-time bar arguments that you sit there and you don't like the call and your buddy doesn't like the other call because it just depends on who you root for. But there has been some bad refereeing. So this comes out of Oakland. Controversy, foul calls, that's the hottest topic of all. And in the final hours before Tuesday night's game between Golden State and the Houston Rockets, it didn't change at all. You had Mike D'Antonio, who was not happy, and you had Warriors coach Steve Kerr, his counterpart, that say how critical the impact of these decisions are. And D'Antonio said it shouldn't, when asked whether officiating would detract from a series between the two best teams in the league, and he says it shouldn't continue. There's going to be controversy. That's the way it is, but it shouldn't be a determining factor. I agree with that. You could have calls that aren't great, but it shouldn't determine outcomes. This shouldn't constantly happen. But now there's more attention being heaped in this direction because Scott Foster, a veteran official who the Rockets, especially James Harden, have criticized, would be part of this, the team taking charge at Oracle Arena. As Golden State was trying to add to their advantage, Kerr admitted his players would be primed to adapt to any shift in refereeing patterns from the outset of the game. And one of the most observed factors was thought to be that relationship to a jump shooter's landing zone and whether defenders were encroaching on the area. And that's what they're looking for. D'Antonio was adamant that his team wouldn't be affected, even though they reacted furiously to some of the decisions in game one. Players get upset, but in these Western Conference finals, what they have to do is they have to get beyond the officiating. And, of course, they know that because if you sit there and whether it's the jump ball and the encroachment and you don't agree with what was called. The bottom line is if you don't get on with it, the ball rolls on, the game rolls on, and then you're stuck. So as this leaves my lips, the Warriors, who are trying to close the deal on a second win, so they'd be up 2-0 in their series, are leading the Rockets 102-92. How about this? CC Sabathia, 3,000 career strikeouts. That, my friends, is a big mark. Definitely a Hall of Famer. And I think he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he certainly adds to the possibility, a milestone for him, as that strikeout came in the bottom of the second inning of the New York Yankees series opening 3-1 loss to the D-backs. He got catcher John Ryan Murphy swinging at a changeup, and he struck out the side, and that gave him 3,000. So he is the 17th pitcher in big league history. This is we talk about this. And the third southpaw, so get that part. 17th pitcher, but only the third southpaw to reach 3,000 strikeouts. That's awesome numbers. So 3,000 hits, 500 homers, 3,000 strikeouts, boom, boom, bang. You know, that's what it is, right? That's Hall of Fame stuff. Those are magical, magical numbers. And certainly, I think he'll find himself in the Hall of Fame. That's a historic high water mark for sure. And you look at others who have done it, and 17 on a list. But you know, of the pitchers to have previously hit the 3,000 strikeout, all but two, Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling, have been elected to the Hall of Fame. So there is precedent that it's not a definite, but I think he gets in. I wouldn't be shocked to see him go in once he retires as a first ballot Hall of Famer. I wouldn't be stunned by that. When somebody dies and they've had an impact on whatever game it is that they've played, we would sit around in the man cave and we'd talk about, do you remember that play? Or did you hear about him? Or what was the impact, especially if it's old school guy, that he had on players decades and decades later? Well, in Baltimore, they'd be talking about Gino Marchetti, a Hall of Fame defensive end who helped the Colts win NFL championships in the 50s. He's 93 years old. 93 is a good life. That's a life well lived. Named to the Pro Bowl 11 of his 14 seasons. What was interesting about him, undersized for the spot that he played, 6'4", 244 pounds. He was like a tracker on quarterbacks, and he stuffed the run. That's what he was known for. I had the pleasure of talking to him once very early in my career, and he loved to talk about football. So you got to think about this. He was born in 1926, and he started in the NFL as an offensive lineman in 1952 with the then Dallas Texans, who became the Colts in 1953. And he became a star when he moved to the other side of the line, and that was it. And people talked about him for a very, very long time. Think Johnny Unitas guiding the Colts to the winning touchdown in a duel. And, you know, they didn't talk about sacks then, but he was a sack machine, and they certainly tried to avoid him. Quarterbacks did, and he got into the Hall of Fame in the 70s. So Colts owner Jim Irsay definitely tweeted out a tribute to the man when it was known that he died. He said, "Rest in peace, Gino Marchetti, the son of immigrants and a veteran of the Battle of the Bulge against the Nazis." How about that? Marchetti was one of the greatest to play the game. Gino was a player who helped turn the nation's attention toward the new sport on television. Because you got to think about that. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Wow. In World War II, historic, before playing in 1951. And he played for the University of San Francisco. So, wow, what a legacy that he leaves behind. When he retired in the mid-60s, he started a hamburger chain that was pretty successful. They had a burger called the Gino Giant. And think of that then, Gino's Hamburgers. And what's wild is he made, he had these big paydays from the restaurant business. He made millions of dollars, before Gino's Hamburgers was sold to the Marriott Corporation in the mid 80s. So what a great life, a life well lived, as I said before, when you can say those are the things that you lived through, certainly. I talked about the NBA, and I'm going to give you a final on the Bucks. They demolished the Celts 123-102. That series is tied at one apiece. So here we are as we look at what's happening in the West, and then, you've got the Trailblazers and the Nuggets. On Wednesday, they square off. Denver leads that series. And then on Thursday, you have my team, the 76ers, taking on the Raptors. Are tough. Taking on the Raptors at home in Philly at the Wells Fargo Center. That series is tied at one apiece, too. So the East and the West are pretty interesting. I mean, can you say that the Warriors still are such the superior team? That's the thing, right? That's the thing with the Warriors. Up and down, they are loaded throughout that bench, and I think they win yet another title. Couple of finals on the ice. The Blue Jackets beat the Bruins just by a goal, 2-1. The Sharks doubled up on the Avalanche, 4-2, the final there. For the Blue Jackets, they lead the series 2-1. The Sharks lead their series 2-1 after dispatching the Colorado Avalanche. And then the Blues and the Stars will tangle in the late game on Wednesday. I'll be watching that out of the West. The Blues lead that series 2-1. The Islanders and the Hurricanes lead their series against New York 2-0. So those four teams will play on Wednesday in the hockey playoffs in the second round of the West and in the second round of the East. And meanwhile, in the NFL, coming out of the draft, you know what it's about? It's about mini camps clicking up, and before you know it, in a couple of months, it'll be time for camp again, and then we'll be into the NFL season. It seems like you could talk about the NFL 24/7, right? And of course you can. There's always some sort of storyline going on. And the biggest questions now are what happens, kind of the post-draft questions for the teams, the 32 teams. Who's going to be cut? Who's going to be traded? How does that all work out? Because it's about the salary cap and making sure it all fits together like a solid puzzle. The music means the band is telling me I have to shut the door to the man cave and step out and say thank you to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Kate Delaney, make it great, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.